I have a group of friends who I visit every year in Boston, people I went to college with. And every year when I visit them, I always sort of listen to the topic of conversation. And several years ago, in 1986, they were all talking about how patriotic they felt. And we ended up doing a book called A Day in the Life of America, which became the best-selling book in the history of U.S. publishing, a best-selling coffee table book. And a year later, when I visited my friends, they're all talking about perestroika and glasnost and the Soviet Union and Gorbachev and how he was their Kennedy. And so we ended up doing A Day in the Life of the Soviet Union. And then a few years ago, after that, all my friends had just turned 40, and they were all comparing waistlines and cholesterol levels and joining health clubs and buying mountain bikes. So we did a book called The Power to Heal, which showed how the human race is learning to heal itself. Well, last year when I went to talk to my friends, all of them were saying, remember when we were back in college and we were all so worried about being drafted and how this little tiny country in Southeast Asia had such a huge effect on the rest of the world. And all my friends were saying, have you ever been to Vietnam? And I hadn't. And it sort of planted a seed. And a few months later, a friend of mine, who is the ambassador to the United Nations for Australia, introduced me to the ambassador to Vietnam, and we started up a conversation. And I said to him that how it seemed like that there was this tremendous curiosity that was starting to be generated. All the sort of the nightmares and the worries and the fears people had had in relation to the word Vietnam, which had always stood for a war. Suddenly, people were being curious about what Vietnam was like today, all these years later. And so the ambassador invited me to come to Vietnam and see the country for myself with the idea of doing a book. And that was really sort of the origins of how we decided to bring 70 of the world's greatest photographers to Vietnam for 1 week in the spring of 1994.